Rocky Mountain Crane.
Hey, is Ken around?
He is. Just a moment, please.
All right, thank you.
Ken.
Hey Ken, Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Alright.
That's good. It's Cardiff. It's a little weird to say with the phone, like Cardiff Wells. We'd spoke, I don't know if you recall, a couple months back. It was real brief. You're kind of busy. You just told me to get back in touch later on down the road. It was in regards to some financing you did over there with Wells Fargo a couple of years back. Does that sound familiar?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, based off of that, like I said, we had you pre-approved for some equipment and capital. Looks like about 250K or so. Just wanted to touch base, see how business was going for you this summer.
Been busy as hell.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's not a bad problem to have there. You guys looking to bring on any new pieces? Or?
Yeah, we're looking at it right now. We have made no decisions.
Okay. What type of equipment were you looking at?
Right now, we're looking at a shuttle lift.
A shuttle lift. Okay, nice. How much are you guys looking to? Do you already have one, or are you kind of add one to the fleet?
Looking at buying one.
Looking at buying one. Okay. What is that exactly used for?
Oh, they're used in. They're used mostly on docks and stuff like that, but we're gonna use it in a laydown yard.
Okay. Nice. Do you have like a specific job coming up you need it for, or just kind of...
There's some stuff coming up.
Okay.
I can't really disclose.
Oh, okay, no worries. Just trying to get a better feel for what it was used for and whatnot. Do you have like a deadline for when you need it?
Yeah, within probably 8 months or so.
8 months or so? Okay. In that case, have you been, like, looking around into pricing for these things and whatnot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, are they quite expensive?
If you go new.
Oh, okay, so you've been looking used then as well?
Yeah, we found a used one.
You found a used one? Yeah. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, how much does that one cost?
They're asking $300.
Oh, wow, that's for a used one, so I can only imagine how expensive those go brand new. Okay, so is that, like, through a vendor there?
New would be about 1.2.
New would be 1.2, wow.
Roughly.
So, roughly. So how many hours is on that used one you're looking at?
About, 15,000.
Oh, okay, so not too much then.
Well, that's a lot of hours, but...
Yeah, well, so are you guys, like, able to, is it in pretty good condition, I should say?
I don't know yet. We have a company inspecting it right now.
Okay, so, well, that's good. At least you'll get a solid answer and know whether you want to spend that much money on it or not there.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds like a pretty decent deal, though, if it is actually, you know, as good as it says it is, you know, $300,000, that's quite a bit from 1.2, roughly around there, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your ROI is going to be on that piece there? Your return, like on your investment? Like how much money it'll make you?
You said ROI, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. It didn't, from this end, it didn't sound like ROI.
Oh, did it? Oh, sorry about that.
You see, it'll probably take right 2 years for it to pay for itself.
Okay, well, that's pretty good with the expense of that thing, though. That seems like definitely worth it for you. Have you, like, by chance looked into financing at all yet for it?
No, it's all too preliminary at the moment.
Okay, so kind of still on the drawing board, just kind of seeing where it's going to end up. Okay. We do offer equipment financing over here, so that's definitely, you know, you can keep us in mind when you're ready to pull that trigger on it. I know it's quite a ways down the road here, but we really pride ourselves in trying to develop and maintain a relationship with our clients here. So I know, whenever you're ready to pull the trigger, we could go from there if you'd like.
Actually, could you send me an email? Just a little note.
Yeah, definitely.
If I'm on the phone, I'll probably forget.
Of course. No worries. I'm sure you talked to a bunch of people throughout the day there. What would be a good email there for you? Ken?
Ken, K-E-N, @ RockyMountainCrane.com.
RockyMountainCrane.com. Okay. So you said you guys have been pretty busy over there. Are you looking to beat what you did last year?
Well, we hope so, but it's hard to say at this point.
Definitely. Still got a couple months ahead of us.
Yeah.
Does a business usually tend to slow down towards the end of the year for you, or...?
It hasn't yet.
Okay, well, yeah, that's great. It just keeps going as long as you can, especially with all the stuff going on right now, the economy and the election year and whatnot. I know that takes its toll on that kind of stuff. Alrighty, Ken. Well, I know you're probably pretty busy over there, so I'll let you get back to it. I will wrap up this email and kind of have a summary of our offer and whatnot, and my contact information. That way, you can keep me in mind and keep that on file there. I'll check in maybe once a quarter with you, just to keep a good little relationship going with us, and maybe when you're ready to pull a trigger, I can try to earn your business.
Okay.
All right, Ken, you have a good one, and enjoy your weekend, too.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.